streams of mercy. Our Father in heaven, we are not worthy to be called your sons. We have so sinned against you that if you should drive us forever from your house of love and from your heart of mercy, we could not blame you. Justice would but have its due if we were this day sorrowing with the rich man in hell. Your servant would confess his own lack of earnestness and faithfulness in his ministry. With shame and confusion of face, would he make his confession before your footstool. And your servants, who are members of the Church of Christ, would acknowledge that they have not lived for you as they should. How little have we done for him who died to save our guilty souls. Our love is cold. Your mercies flow to us like rivers, but returns are but scanty drops. Lord, forgive us all. We come to you conscious that we are guilty, and most of all ashamed of ourselves that we are not more ashamed. And we blush that we do not blush more, mourning that we do not mourn as we should. God, be merciful to us sinners. With the publicans we take our place. Our cry is a cry of the returning prodigal. O Father, we are not worthy to be called your sons, but our faith beholds a promise, the sweet and assuring promise made to sinners. And we know that God was in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imparting to us our trespasses. O Lord Jesus, our souls fly to you. You are the only refuge of our heart. Our confidence is fixed upon your blood and righteousness, and we believe that these will never fail us. We are persuaded that if we build upon this rock of ages, the floods may come, and the winds may beat upon that house, but it shall not fall, because it is built upon the rock. Renew the faith of your people. Let its former simplicity come back. May we each of us come to Jesus as we did at first, weary and overborne, sad and sinful, and find in him all that our largest lack can possibly demand. Oh, for grace today to take a bleeding Savior at his word, and to believe him to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. But our Father, we have many petitions to put up to you this morning. We pray you hear them. We are sometimes afraid that we, your people, are growing cold in heart. You brought summer weather upon our bodies, and you make the whole earth to rejoice in the light of the sun. But how often is there winter within while there is summer without? We are afraid that too often we come up to the house of prayer without praying and go away from it, in consequence, without a blessing. How little heart is there in our praise? How little true earnestness in our prayers? Lord, we would confess our sanctuary sins, but we would be delivered from them. There have been times when we have worshipped you with a holy enthusiasm, when the blessed fire has rested upon every heart. Bestow upon us those tokens. Help to minister to preach better. May there be some life in the ministry. Help the people to hear better. May there be a deeper and more solemn attention to the word, especially this morning, while we feel your burden pressing very heavily upon us, so that our hearts are borne down to the earth. Help us to deliver it with boldness, with fidelity, with earnest affection. It is our Lord. Inspire the heart of every child of yours to true prayer. Help us to feel the weight of men's souls. May the wondrous value of a soul be opened up to our understanding. May the preciousness of a soul be laid upon our hearts. And may we pray, every one of us, as if we have never prayed before. And if we had power with you, may we have a special power now, while silently we are pleading. Have mercy upon us, and have mercy upon sinners this day. Lord, your servant blesses you, that you have not altogether taken away your blessing from his ministry. Still, your saints rejoice. Still, our sinners converted. But we want to see larger ingatherings. We thirst and pant for more numerous conversions. Our souls travel in birth for the souls of others, until Christ be formed in them. Nothing can satisfy us until we see more sons born to Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, there are young men and women here who listen to us, whose hearts are untouched. Put out your finger now, and make their hearts dissolve. Here are men who are parents, women who are mothers, dear in middle life, but as yet the hammer of God has not come home to the heart. Lord, bring it home today, and while the law is being preached, may it act as a schoolmaster to bring them to Christ. Here too are some aged men who are tottering on the brink of Jordan. And on the other side there is a dismal country without hope or light. Save them. Save them. Yet save them that they may cross the river after another fashion and land in that blessed country of which our cheerful voices have been singing. There are strangers within your courts, dear unknown to us, but searcher of all hearts, you know them. May they hear a sermon they shall never forget. May your arrows stick so fast that they may never be drawn out, except by that healing hand that has pierced them. And Jesus, we cannot pray as we would, but our hearts are full of bursting with an anxious desire to see men saved. Hear our cry. We have one argument that you will hear. O Father, it is that Jesus died. Behold, we set his bloody sweat before your eye, his flagellations, his piercings on the Mount of Doom. Remember Jesus, mighty Father, look with eyes of love on him, and then with eyes of pity look on us. Can you deny us? Will you not hear us when we have such a plea as this? If the preacher urged anything that he has said, or anything that his hearers have done, well might you turn your back upon us. But we urge what Jesus did. O you mighty God, we cannot let you go except you bless us. As Jacob laid hold upon the angel and wrestled with him, so we lay hold upon the covenant angel now. We must have a blessing. What shall our hearts do if you do not hear us? Our souls cry to you. Out of the depth of our nature we cry to you. Give us this day souls to our ministry and souls for our hire. Father, we want to feel this morning that we are in the Spirit. We are afraid that we too often sing and it is but a form, that we pray and it is but an utterance of words. Bring every one of us into the Spirit today. Let us be overshadowed by him, baptized in him, until there shall be no room for any thought or emotion, but concerning things divine. Let us feel as we have sometimes felt. Surely God is in this place, and I knew it not. O come now and spread the skirts of your covenant love over us, and you shall have the glory. Bless our country, and bless it through the ministers of the gospel. May they begin to preach with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven. Restore to us the revival, the skirts of whose departing presence we begin to see. Do not take your presence from our country. Do not extinguish its candle, nor put out its gospel light. Men have been warned and called and entreated, and this city has it had its day of visitation. Do not take that day away forever, but return, blessed Spirit, return, and first return to this house, and let a new season of wonderful revival begin in this house of prayer, and then spread from house to house, and from country to country, until the whole land shall be covered with this divine light. Our Father, come to us now. We have asked amiss, we know, but please forgive the error of it. But we love asking through Jesus Christ, and then you cannot deny us. Lord, we do believe. We would not waver. We shall have nothing of the Lord if we waver. We believe that you will bless us. We believe that souls shall this morning be saved, that our souls shall be stirred up. We ask it again, believing that we shall receive it for his dear name's sake, to whom with you and the blessed Spirit be glory forever. Amen. July 5th, 1863. Such love as a seraphim know. O Lord, you know that our body exercises great influence upon our soul, and tonight, by reason of the great heat of this day, many feel weary, and your servant has spent his strength in preaching your word this morning. Will you, however, give so much of the blessed Spirit that notwithstanding the weakness of the flesh, our spirit may have fellowship with you? We especially desire tonight to cry unto you upon one or two accounts, and we trust that we may be heard in heaven, your dwelling place. First, we do very devoutly pray you to let the word of this morning live in the hearts of those who have heard it. We could not wrestle as we would, but still, we did pour out our heart for this people, and our soul went out after them as a mother's heart goes after her sick child. We know that many of your people have been lifting up their hearts in prayer. Let our united supplication bring a blessing upon the congregation, and out of the many who listen to us, may a large number be brought to Christ. Now tonight, we are soon come to your table. As a church, we ask that there we may have your presence in a very remarkable and delightful manner. Some of the people have been much in trouble. May they get ease from every care and relief from every anxiety while they behold their Savior offered up for them. Some of your people we know are getting cold in heart, and they are backsliding. Gray hairs are upon them here and there, and perhaps they know it not. May this evening service restore to them the love of their espousals. May they be brought back to that first love of youthful piety, when first they knew the Lord. It may be that there are some here who have backslidden very much. They have come to forget the assembling of themselves together. Prayer has been neglected. The prayer closet is not often entered. It may be that family prayer is almost given up. There may be some in your presence who have even fallen into outward sin. And yet, dear, come up here tonight. Lord, may they come as mourners. Make this place to them a bokim. May they repent of their sin. May this be the place of their return to you. And may they hear you say, "Return unto me, for I am married unto you." Let the divine attractions of infinite affection and love lift each one of us up from the world. Oh, you have loved us with a love surpassing thought. You have redeemed us with a price beyond all price. And can we be cold and indifferent towards you? Come, blessed Spirit, come and fire us with heaven's own flame. Oh, that we may be filled with such love as seraphs know, with more than a seraph's delight and more than a seraph's energy. Lord, if you see any of us dead and cleaving to the world, you can lift us up. This is our comfort, that we cannot be so dead that you cannot quicken us. Let the hand of love that drew us first draw us now, Jesus. If you be mine, assure my conscience of her part in your most precious blood. If our lips can only lisp, "Abba, Father," may the spirit of adoption be with us now. Hide not yourself from our own flesh, our divine husband. You, who are the head of your body, be not strange to the members of your frame. Reveal yourself to us, for you will make us all that we should be. Your love can make us loving. Your presence can make us joyous. Your example can make us holy. Come, Jesus, then. Come and tabernacle with your people. And while we preach and when we sit at the Master's table, may your ointment give forth a sweet smell. Gracious Lord, will you bless many in this house tonight, crowded together? Dear, come here, and they scarce know what for. May some good word drop like good seed into prepared soil. O God, have mercy upon those present who never had mercy upon themselves. There is a blasphemer here who scarcely speaks without cussing. Forgive him, Lord. Give him a new heart and help him to live in your fear. Here are those that never pray, and they may soon die, and in prayers will be too late. Lead them to see their state by nature. Let their desperate danger be set before them in its true colors. Bring them to the Savior. Wash them in his own blood. Save them with his great salvation. Our soul pleads with you for the dying sons of men. Jesus, is not your blood able to cleanse? Spirit, have you not power to change the heart? Now, even now, let the sinner live to the praise and the glory of your grace. We have many things to ask of you, but we will not ask them now. Only do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even thank. For Jesus' sake, amen. The next prayer is called, "Oh, to be like Christ." Oh God, we feel the hands of your love holding us fast, and the cords of your love drawing us towards you. Oh, that everyone now in this house felt the same. Let everyone now become truly a suppliant. And out of all of this company, may there not be one wandering heart, nor one spirit that does not now draw near to you. Our Father which art in heaven, hear. At your footstool we confess that our hearts are full of evil. We're always going astray from you. And though we have tasted of your love and know something of its constraining power, yet our soul is as full of vanity as a cage that is crowded with unclean birds. Even when we could pray, our distracted thoughts are flying here and there. How little of our time do we spend in your service? How few are the words that we speak about you or for you? How little is the savor of Christ upon our garments? How seldom do we rise to God, a taste of joy above? We are of the earth, earthy. And though we hope that in some degree we are spiritual, yet, alas, we are compelled to feel that we are carnal. We acknowledge, O God, our sins of omission. We have all of us forgotten you and forsaken you times without number, nor are we without sins of commission too. For we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have done those things which we ought not to have done, as well as left undone those things which we ought to have done. Oh, that you would have mercy upon us and blot out all our sins. Father, we do not love these things. Our souls strive against them. And though we do not fight with the powers of darkness as we ought, neither are we adversaries as we should be, yet there is something within us which pants after holiness. The divine spark which we have within us cannot be content until it has burned up sin. You have been pleased to quicken us by your grace and to make us your children, and nothing ever will content our spirits until we are wholly given up to your service, until the very being and power of sin shall be cut out, root and branch, and we shall be made in all things like unto yourself. This is our longing desire, and we feel that we shall never have any rest until we attain it. And since we know we shall never attain to it on earth, we are convinced that there remains a rest for the people of God. And towards that rest, we would push forward with earnestness of desire. Our gracious God and Father, since you have taught us to hate these wandering thoughts and these sins, will you not give us grace to overcome them? Oh, that we could be what we want to be. We are well aware that even our model which we have painted in our own mind is not a perfect one, for we have not fully understood the perfection of the Lord Jesus so as to set him before us as our example. We do complain, gracious God, that even in trying to draw the picture of that example, we fail, and that our thought makes an imperfect Christ out of him who is altogether matchless. Yet, even to that poor ideal of Christ, we never have yet attained. Oh, that we could reach it. Oh, that we could be like Christ. We feel that we want to be some use in this world. We would not live here selfishly, merely to ourselves, and ourselves to enjoy the pleasures of this life. Lord, help us to honor you. By some means or other, do you get the glory out of us? Put as much into us as we can hold, and put us to as much service as that grace can make us perform, or to as much patient endurance as that grace can enable us to sustain. We would be used to the utmost. We would not be laid by the side of the altar but would be put upon it and be utterly consumed, until all the caul and the fat and inwards and every part of us shall be wholly given up to the Lord's own work. Help us to think nothing of toil, of contempt, of ignominy, but may we be prepared by evil report, or good report, by honor and by dishonor, as deceivers and yet true, by being all things to all men, by some means or by any means, to glorify your name and to bring sinners to yourself. We come to you now, having asked that the power of sin may be subdued, and we humbly pray for a perfect cleansing in the precious blood, just as we are come to that cross of Calvary, and where the blood drops, we hide ourselves. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Jesus, once a dying Savior, but now risen and ascended, will you not look down on us? We do believe that you can save. You're a very God, a very God. There is nothing impossible with you. Here on your cross we hang. Into your hands we commend our spirits without reserve. We have no hope but in yourself. But we believe that you are mighty to save, and that you can save us, even us. Let each man say, even me, and may there be this morning in every individual a distinct and personal putting himself into the hands of the great surety by an act, a simple faith. Lord, save me or I perish. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Let this be the prayer of each heart this morning. Now, great Father, hear a pastor's prayer for his people. You know that at the thought of this multitude, our soul is bowed down within us. Your servant Moses could not carry the burdens of the people which you brought up out of Egypt. Much less can we carry the burden of this host upon us. O God, your servant feels his own inability every day, more and more, until sometimes his heart is ready to break with a sense of the overwhelming responsibilities which you have laid upon one of the weakest creatures whom you did ever honor in your service. But, O God, will you not be the pastor of this people? Will you, Jesus, not be the great shepherd and bishop of these souls? Help the brethren who help us. Stand by the church officers in all that they seek to do for Christ. And grant to them that they, being good shepherds of the flock, may have a good reward. Keep our members. Some of them are very poor. Oh, let them not be too much cast down. Let them not lack any good thing. Supply their wants out of your fullness. Some of them are very young. Keep them. Let not early temptations be too strong for them. Many of them are very weak in faith. Comfort and strengthen them. Some, you know, are very much tempted. Every day they are tempted, and perhaps they are tempted by their besetting sin. Oh, keep them. Some of them are going back. They are backsliding. Gracious Father, rouse them. Besides these, there are some that are sick, and some that are desponding in spirit. And there are some who have lately had to mourn over sad bereavement. Do you visit every aching heart and give consolation to every troubled spirit this day? Feed the whole company of your children with bread to the full. we feel even more anxiety for the unconverted part of our congregation. Oh God, save them, we pray you, those who listen to the gospel until it has become an old thing with them, those who listen to it and yet never feel its power. By the blood of Christ, we beseech you to save them. Oh, by your promised blessing upon the word, let these be gathered in unto Christ. Let these be made part of his purchase, the reward of his soul's travail. Save them, yes, save them this day. Bless the services of last Sabbath day. Let the brother who then filled our lack of service have a blessing upon himself and upon his people. Bless today. All the works that are going on, the Sabbath schools, and all who are preaching the gospel throughout all this land. Let the Spirit of God be seen in his great power throughout the world. Let the kingdom of Jesus come. But here, this morning, clothe the minister with salvation and make your people shout aloud for joy. We have nothing, Lord. Give us yourself. We have no power. Lord, clothe us with your power. And as of old you did make your prophets speak words that moved the heart and made men feel the terror of Jehovah's presence, so do you speak today through us. Take us into a divine rapture, a holy enthusiasm. Let the glowing coal touch our lips, uncircumcised though they be. And now, today, even today, let your ancient gospel be as a two-edged sword in your mighty hand, to cut and pierce and divide, to slay, to kill, and to make alive. And unto you shall be the glory world without end. Amen.